Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches realize the law of attraction is magic and improve it. The law of attraction is often referred to as like attracts like. For example, similar energy attracts similar energy. We even notice this with people. A positive person attracts another positive person. In much of the law of attraction literature, there are 3 powerful words: ask, believe, receive. Perhaps you've noticed that people have been complaining about the law of attraction not working for them. I suggest that there's a missing piece, and that piece is action. I also noticed that the 3 words, ask, believe, receive, are part of magic and spell work. And when I say magic, I mean magic with a K. We're talking spell work, not stage illusion, that would be done by an illusionist. So as we look at ask, believe, receive, we can see how it maps to spell work. Ask is part of intention, believe is related to will, and receive happens after you do the proper actions. And those actions include words, ingredients, and ritual. So let's begin with intention. Intention is the first thing to focus on. If you're not sure about what you want to accomplish, then your spell will just not work. Your intention is the whole point for doing the spell. So what do you intend? What do you want to accomplish with your spell? And to go back to the words of the law of attraction, what are you asking for? Now the second part we focus on is believe, and that relates to will. Sometimes I say, will is the fuel that makes the spell go. The Collins English Dictionary defines willpower as the ability to control oneself and determine one's actions. Kelly McGonigal, author of The Willpower Instinct, wrote, willpower is about harnessing the 3 powers of I will, I won't, and I want to help you to achieve your goals and stay out of trouble. I find this quote to be useful. When we're asking and when we're believing, we actually ask and believe for different things. For example, I ask to stay on my exercise program. That is connected to I will. I might ask to stay away from certain harmful foods. That is connected to the power of I won't. And the third power is about achieving goals. When it comes to successfully performing magic, willpower means the driving force of desire for some form of change. So I focus on the power of I will. This is important to understand because many people think of willpower as only the ability to avoid temptation. Realize that you need to will something into being. We're talking about manifestation. You even need to manifest confidence. You have to have it, or your spell just won't be effective. So we've talked about that the law of attraction is really magic. In order to attract what you want, you need your will for your intention to be as strong as possible. Often, when you're desperate for something, you usually manifest it. You're really deeply rooted in your desire. And here is where the 3 parts, ask, believe, receive, require the 4th part, action. And this is something that witches know. Witches take great care to effectively take the right action in their spell work. So in spell work, part of the action is focusing on the right words. You must use specific words to get something done. Magic takes the path of least resistance. It's kind of like water going downhill. You want to be careful because if you had the intention just to lose weight, you may get ill. That is not a good way to lose weight. Now, here is a better way for using words. I lose weight by proper nutrition and exercise so that I maintain my health and get to a truly healthy weight for me. Here are some additional important words for your spell work. For this or better. And at harm none. Some witches call this a protection clause. Now the next part of action is to carefully select the ingredients you use in your spell work. For example, if you wanted to banish negative energy, you could use a gray candle and banishing oil that you might purchase online or at a pagan-friendly shop. You would take a very specific action. You would take the gray candle and use the banishing oil and dress it with the oil by rubbing the oil from base to wick to get away or to throw something away from you. This is how we can enhance our magic and go beyond the standard law of attraction three parts. Ask, believe, receive. We're focusing on correct action in our spell work. So let's say you wanted to attract something positive to you. You would take a candle of a different color, let's say gold, and rub it from wick to base. That's drawing towards you, and you would use a drawing oil. So ingredients are crucial here. And now I will summarize. We began with the realization that the law of attraction is really magic. We also pointed out that witches take action in a specific way. With intention, will, ingredients, with specific actions in their spell work. This is how witches can improve upon the standard ideas of ask, believe, receive. It's really important to me to bring this information to you because spell work, properly done, can help you manifest positive outcomes in your life. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.